Hi guys, I do not have my mic, like I just said. Actually, you probably don't know that, but I don't have my mic with me, so the quality might not be as good, but I'm still going to be posting because, I mean, I like doing it. So if you hear like typing and clicking like I just had, that is just me searching for some things. So we're just gonna have a little chit chat. While I get things together. So we've all heard of Gabby Petito, right? Like the vlogger. Or the influencer that's gone missing. So that's what this episode's going to be about. I just need to get it prepared. Thank you for sitting here and chilling with me. Dang it, no. Oh my gosh. Okay, so here is a timeline of the case. So June 2021. This is all according to CNN. I will link the article in the description. I will link, and as I always do, I link every single one of my sources in my descriptions of my episodes. I don't believe my other host will be joining us anytime soon. And no, we didn't have like a fight or anything. I just don't think, like, I think it's just like a solo thing now. So, June 2021, Petito, Gabby, and Brian embark on a cross-country trip, according to the Northport Police Chief Todd Garrison, who refers to Laundrie as Petito's fiance. Sorry about the pause there. They plan to travel in Petito's white Ford van to the West Coast and visit state and national parks across the western United States, Garrison says in a news briefing. So, I believe Garrison. Okay, so Garrison is basically I don't know. Garrison is Chief Todd. Okay, he is Northport Police. She had been excited to share her journey with her family and others on social media, he says. She maintained regular contact with her family members during her travels. Communication abruptly stopped around the end of August, the police chief adds, which is weird. Like, around the end of August. It just, like, so abruptly. It just abruptly stopped. Like, she just stopped talking. Like, stopped communicating. So, August 12th. Moab, Utah, police have an encounter with the couple on August 12th, where officers describe them as having engaged in some sort of altercation. Although the two were described into getting into a physical fight following an argument, the couple reported they are in love and engaged to be married and desperately didn't want to see anyone charged with a crime, a report from Officer Eric Pratt says. And there is actually body camera footage of the Utah police talking with Brian Laundrie. I'm not sure if that's how you spell his, if that's how you say his last name, but he's trash, so I can call him Laundrie. I probably shouldn't have said that, but But I mean, like, if I'm sorry if I say laundry wrong. But he's just kind of suspicious, is what I'll say. There's footage of them talking to him, to Brian. So I think it's Laundry. I think that's how you say its name, his name, actually. Whatever. At officer's suggestion, the couple separated for the night, according to the report, which describes Petito as confused and emotional. So, who knows? The couple each had their own cell phones in case of emergency, the report adds. And a 911 audio recording from that day, provided by the Grand County Sheriff's Office, a caller tells dispatch he wanted to report a domestic dispute and described a white van with a Florida license plate. The caller said as they were driving by, the gentleman was slapping the girl. Then we stopped, the caller added. They ran up and down the sidewalk. He proceeded to hit her, hopped in the car, and they drove off. And there's more body cam footage of them talking with Gabby. I've actually seen the footage. I wonder if I can like link it in the I'll link like a couple videos of like, yeah, I'll link a couple in the description. So, August 17, Laundry or Laundry, however you say his name, flew to Tampa, Florida from Salt Lake City on August 17th, according to Brian's family attorney, Stephen Bertolino. Sorry if I mispronounced their name, his name, whoever's name. Laundry flew home to obtain some items and empty and close the storage unit to save money as they contemplated extending the road trip, Bertolino told CNN. That just doesn't like sit right with me. He flew home to obtain some items and empty and close the storage unit to save money. Okay. On August 23rd, Laundry returned to the Salt Lake City to rejoin Petito, the attorney said, adding to my knowledge, Brian and Gabby paid for the flights as they were sharing expenses. What? This is just crazy. Like, unbelievable crazy. August 17th, or 27th, I am so sorry. August 27th. Louisiana couple vacationing in Jackson, Wyoming, said they saw Petito and Laundry involved in a, in parentheses, commotion as they were leaving the Mary Piglet's Tex-Mex restaurant. Nina Angelo, who was at the restaurant with her boyfriend, said Petito was in tears and Laundry was visibly angry, going in and out of the restaurant several times and showing anger toward the staff and the host around the hostess stand. A restaurant manager told CNN she saw an incident at the restaurant August 27th, but declined to give her name or describe what happened, and said the restaurant did not have surveillance video of the incident. The last week of August. Petita's family told police they were last in contact with her during the last week of August, Northport police say. Before that last communication, Petito is believed to have been in Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, police say. In a news conference in September, Petito family attorney Richard Stafford says the family's last communication with Petito was August 30th, but they do not believe the message they received was from her. Stafford shares a timeline of events on September 17th as the family knows it. On August 24th, Petito FaceTimes with her mother and tells her she is leaving Utah and heading to the Teton Range in Wyoming. On August 25th, there are multiple texts between Petito and her mother. The young woman's family believes she is in the Tetons on this date. On August 27th, there were more texts between Petito and her mother, during which her family believes she remains in the Tetons. On August 30th, her family receives their last text from Gabby. They doubt she wrote that text. According to Stafford, the message read, "No service in Yosemite." I'm so sorry. In Yosemite. That's weird, though, because, like, if they don't believe that she wrote that text and sent it. Whoa. So, there has also been a video floating around of who they think Brian is hiding out, and it's his mother handing him something through dirt and then looking up at a camera, making sure that they probably didn't see it. I'm sorry if that's not all the facts. I didn't really have this episode planned out. I just sort of dove into it. I will link all of this, all of, like, the footage and information and everything I used in the description. So have a great day. Keep on researching. Email me if you have any more information or any stories you want me to cover. And sorry about that. Any stories you want me to cover. And have a great day. Happy Halloween. Bye.